Ordinarily, Felix Baumgartner, a former Austrian Special Forces paratrooper and veteran of more than 2,500 jumps, would not need a lot of practice in the science of falling. He has jumped off two of the tallest buildings in the world, as well as skydived across the English Channel. He once plunged into the black void of a 190-meter deep cave, which he considers the most difficult jump of his career. But now, Fearless Felix, as his fans call him, has something more difficult on the agenda. Jumping from a helium balloon in the stratosphere at least 36,500 meters above the Earth. Within about half a minute, he would be going 1,110 kilometers per hour and become the first skydiver to break the speed of sound. After a free fall lasting 5.5 minutes, his parachute would open and land him about 37 kilometers below the balloon. At least that's the plan. No one really knows what the shock wave will do to his body, as it exceeds the speed of sound. Could such waves harm the body? Could they create disastrous turbulence? Felix hopes to avoid spinning throughout his long fall by adjusting the angle of his body and keeping his arms at his side. This stabilizing technique would ordinarily be fairly easy for an expert skydiver, but to survive the stratosphere's near vacuum and frigid temperatures, he will need a sealed helmet and a pressurized suit. Would he be able to do mid-air maneuvers in such a bulky contraption? To find out, Felix and his team recently went to a wind tunnel near Los Angeles and put the suit through its paces. "It was difficult, but it worked," Felix said after emerging from the tunnel. "Now I'm confident I can handle the suit in regular freefall, as long as we're not breaking the speed of sound. But as soon as it goes from subsonic to supersonic, we don't know what to expect." The jump is expected sometime this year.